Leaders in the field of regenerative medicine are at the MDI Biological Laboratory in Bar Harbor this weekend. They're taking part in Regen 2015. The research symposium, lecture series, and two-week course for graduate students looks at the ways regenerative medicine is giving new hope to people suffering from paralysis and other traumatic injuries. Jay Field has the story of one patient, a paraplegic, and the researcher who's helping him regain some feeling in the lower half of his body.
His keynote address to a room of leading medical researchers is still several hours away, but Dustin Shilcox has rolled his wheelchair up to a table inside the library at the MDI Biological Laboratory to give me a preview. The story begins nearly 5 years ago when Shilcox, who's 30 now, was driving down the freeway in a truck near his home in Green River, Wyoming.
And I had a blowout to a tire, and it sucked me into the median, and I got caught in a cable fencing, and it caused the vehicle to roll over.
Shilcox, who wasn't wearing a seatbelt, was thrown out the window of the truck.
I'm paralyzed from the T5, which is right at your nipple line down. I've got no motor function. It's a total change in your life, you know, not only living out of a wheelchair, because you lose the sensation of your bowel, your bladder, your sexual function, the ability to control your blood pressure, the ability to sweat.
Shilcox also had a traumatic brain injury. He broke his sternum, shattered his elbow, and fractured four ribs. Both his lungs collapsed. Doctors put a rod in his back and did other surgeries. And 6 months after the accident, Shilcox finally left the hospital for a rehabilitation facility in Salt Lake City. 18 months later, he found out about a new research trial going on in Louisville, Kentucky.
He actually came down to Louisville, did a few tests to screen him a little bit farther, and then he was what we were looking for, so we called him up.
Dr. Claudia Angeli is the senior researcher at the Human Locomotor Lab, a partnership between the University of Louisville and the Fraser Rehabilitation Institute. In Bar Harbor this weekend, a big focus of the Regen 2015 conference will be recent advances in regenerative medicine, a field focused on stimulating the body's own ability to repair damaged tissues and organs, and one day being able to grow new tissues and organs in a laboratory setting. Claudia Angeli's research gets at the challenge in a slightly different way.
Because we're using the intrinsic properties of the spinal cord even after injury, so we know that below the level of the injury, the spinal cord is still functioning as normal. It's just kind of forgets what it used to do before the injury. So we're making it more aware of all the signals that are coming in, and it starts responding the same way that it used to.
So here is what the remote looks like.
It looks like a pager.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nothing much to it. So there's in my stomach, you can see where the brain box is.
It's a transmitter implanted just beneath his skin that connects to an implant on the lower part of his spinal cord. Shilcox presses the pager-like device up against the bulge above his belt line.
And when I turn it on, that stimulates my spinal cord, and I have different configurations, which allows me to move my left leg or my right leg.
It's called epidural stimulation. Shilcox is one of only 7 people in the world taking part in this experimental treatment. It's helped him regain his bowel, bladder, and sexual functioning.
It's like such an emotional time, because when everyone tells you that you're paralyzed and you're never going to be able to move again, and then now to see the things that I'm doing, it's awesome.
We don't know if this is the ultimate cure that everybody's talking about for spinal cord injury, but at least it's returning them to a greater quality of life and a greater health.
Dr. Claudia Angeli and Dustin Shilcox will give the keynote address at the Regen 2015 conference this evening. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.